that one of you loads on his back. He loads on his back a bundle of firewood is better for him than he asking anybody. That person may give him or that person may refuse him. وعنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال كان داود لا يأكل إلا من عمل يده رواه البخاري. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, he would consume, he would eat off the his actions from his own hands. In other words, what work he did, manual labor. Hadith is showing us that manual labor Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam would do, and the income from his manual labor, that was his means of support, his means of livelihood. So this isn't something that a person should look down. Sometimes a person finds it hard to say that I'm an electrician or I'm a plumber or I'm doing some type of manual work. This is something that a person should be proud about, that Allah Pak has given him some halal work, and not only halal work, he's eating from his own halal earnings. So in that, there's something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes, because there can be no better income than that type of income where man is working for his own rosy. وَعَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالَ كَانَ زَكَرِيَّا نَجَّارًا. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu also mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Zakariya alayhi salam, a great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was a carpenter. عن المقدام بن معالي كريب رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما أكل أحد طعاما قط خيرا من أي أكل من يأكل من عمل يديه. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام mentioned that there isn't anything better that a person could eat than eating from his actions of his own hands. وإن النبي الله داود كان يأكل من عمل يديه. داود عليه الصلاة والسلام also he would eat from those the work done by his own hands. Today we start a new chapter, Babul Karami wal Judi wal Infaqi fi Wujuhil Khayri Thiqatan Billahi Ta'ala. The chapter on being generous and spending in those avenues in good causes that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last part of this chapter is having total reliance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make my things work out. So ayat of the Quran, Allah Pak mentions, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَالْهِي places, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنفُسِكُمْ. And remember, whatever you spend, you're spending it for yourself. Often it seems as though we're spending it on somebody else. But when a person is spending on a good cause, he's spending it for himself. وَمَا تُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ. So long as this person is spending it for the cause of Allah, he's not spending it to impress anybody, to show off, or to show how generous he is, but only for the sake of Allah. وَمَنْ تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ. And whatever you spend in good causes, you will be given the full measure of it. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ. And you won't be deprived, you won't be oppressed in any way. What is meant by this? Sometimes a person in this world, he may give 50 rand for a bag of rice, that he's saying 2 kilos or 5 kilos. But when he receives that rice, now instead of it being 2 kilos, that rice now may be 1.8 kilos. Or instead of it being 5 kilos, now it's 4.5 kilos. So he's given something and has been shortchanged. So what he got in return wasn't the full measure. Allah Pak in this ayat is saying that yuwaffa ilaykum, for every good that you have given, every good cause you have given, you'll be given 100% full measure. There'll be no shortchange to you. You'll be given 100% in full measure. So the first hadith we'll do on Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, la hasada illa fisneen. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu saying, then there isn't any hasad except for two people. Here hasad, the word is used loosely, but what is really meant by this is ghibta. Because there is a difference between hasad and ghibta. Hasad means you're desiring something of somebody else's, but at the same time you're desiring that he gets deprived of it. This is not permissible in Sharia at all. That you're wishing that he gets, for example, a person got a very nice house. So you wish in your heart that, I wish I have a house like that, but this person also doesn't have that house. So you got that jealousy in your heart for this person. So this is not allowed. But ghibta is where you're desiring something for yourself that somebody also has it, but you're not desiring that person loses it. So this is what's permissible in Islam. In Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying in two causes, for two types of people. Rajulun atahu Allahu malan. That person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with wealth. He's got wealth. But what he's doing with his wealth, فَسَلَّتَهُ عَلَىٰ هَلَكَتِهِ فِي الْحَقِّ. He's spending his wealth on haqq, on good causes, on right causes. وَرَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ حِكْمَةً. That person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with wisdom, فَهُوَ يَقْضِي بِهَا وَيُعَلِّمُهَا. Now this person, with that wisdom that he has got, he is giving good counsel, he is giving good decisions, he is using his wisdom in the right avenues. He's not using that brains Allah Pak had given him to cheat and to deceive and to do people down, but he's using that wisdom so that he can earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then to desire to be like these two people, I wish I had that type of wealth like this man got, so I could also give like how he's giving. All the time he's just giving and giving. So there's nothing wrong of desiring this. And we, Allah Pak, has given a person intelligence, Allah has given him ilm, and he's using it for the right causes, not to deceive, not to cheat, for the right causes, then it's permissible to desire to have that type of ilm also. So this aspect of having reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something very, very important. We look at our akabir, we'll see that all of them had this type of reliance. And because of the reliance they had on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up the way. I'll just mention one quick story. Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, I heard this in one of his talks, that he said that when he wanted to go for his first Hajj, now is the time of Hajj, everyone desires that they go for Hajj. Although poem it goes, Sab Madina gaye hum reh gaye. Everyone is gone to Madina Sharif, only we are left. So everyone's desire is that how we also can go to Madina Sharif, how we can go to Makkah Sharif, how we can be present. So he said it was in the 70s and he was teaching Kitabul Hajj in the Maktab, in the Madrasa. And whilst he's teaching, he made dua in his heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that what enjoyment is there to teach about Hajj and all the aspects about Hajj, when I haven't seen Baytullah myself, I haven't seen Kaaba, I haven't seen Makkah Sharif, I haven't done Hajj, I don't know what Hajj is physically, so how nice it will be, what enjoyment is there to teach, how nice if I could also go for Hajj. So he said he made that dua in his heart, and the very next morning, at 6:30 in the morning, he had a knock on his door. He was staying in a small town at that time. So he had a knock on the door. When he opened the door, he saw that it was the principal of the school. Because he was teaching in the maktab in the school. So the principal knew him, he had a good relationship, non-Muslim person. So when he opened the door, he sees that non-Muslim principal, and he looks at him and he tells him, did you wake up from the right side of the bed today? 6:30, you coming to visit me? In a jokey way, Maulana told him. So he told him that, no, I came to ask you whether you come and teach, because you're teaching in madrasa in the afternoon, in the morning you're free. I came to ask you whether you prepare to teach in our school. So Maulana in his humility told him that I'm a standard 9 failure, where I can teach? I don't even know how to teach. So he said, no, I'll give you class 1 to teach. So Maulana said, whatever excuse I tried to give him to say that I'm not capable and not fit, this in itself is a sabak for us, that when a person lowers his self and he makes tawazu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him. Allah will give him the darajat. Yeah, he regarded himself to be a standard 9 failure, but at the end, what rank Allah Pak had given him. So anyway, he said, every excuse I made, this person was coming with some answer. So I told him I got to perform the Zuhur namaz. He said, doesn't matter, at 12:30 you can leave the school and you can go perform the Zuhur salah. So he said, okay, I still have to check with the trustees of the madrasa, because I've come here to teach and to make imamat, whether they're happy with me. So I'll check. That's another thing we learn also, is that when we're working for somebody, we have to check in there with them whether we're doing the right thing or not. So he checked with the trustees. They said, look, he's not interfering with anything. No problem, you can teach. So he went to teach, and he says at that time I was earning 90 rand a month. And then out of the 90 rand, 10 rand would go for lights and water. And my wife would sew some clothes and all the which would just come out. So I only had 5 rand in my pocket. When I made this dua, I only had 5 rand in my pocket. He says that for that 4 months he worked there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that paid for all his expenses for his Hajj. All his expenses. One day he makes dua, next morning gets a knock on the door. So this is what is meant by, when you spend in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak will replace. But put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Pak give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillah.